The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello there, I am Deborah Lee, and I want to thank you all so much for joining me and Daryl, my husband and highly esteemed co-host today for our very first Psychic Love Doctor show.
It's great to be here. We have a ton of exciting shows lined up.
Oh yes, we certainly do. This first show, though, is focused on sharing with listeners what the Psychic Love Doctor show is all about and what to expect in terms of future shows with personal prophecy readings. Plus, I'll be giving on-air readings a little later on in the show. Right at the start, I want to share that I use an ordinary deck of playing cards for readings that I learned from my grandmother, and it was well over 30 years ago now. It's a stunningly accurate method that she called personal prophecy. I feel very blessed to carry on her legacy with this method.
Why don't we start with why you are the Psychic Love Doctor as the headliner for this show?
Yes, why don't we? Well, here's the story. Back in 1996, I would often go on the internet, as we all often did, and I was working through AOL, and I would open chat rooms and just give readings here and there to strangers as they would wander into my chat room. Well, it wasn't very long before I noticed somebody would keep coming into my chats asking some very specific questions concerning the method, who I was, and a series of questions pertaining to my background. And lo and behold, I was then asked if I would be interested in becoming AOL's very own original Psychic Love Doctor, which I thought was fantastic. And of course, I jumped at the opportunity and was placed in an area of AOL that many may remember from the 90s that was called AstroNet. And it was actually one of AOL's top 10 websites. So, it quickly became one of the most visited sites on AOL, as one of the top 10, of course. And I became so popular that iVillage.com and Women.com wanted to syndicate me and my readings, so I appeared on their websites also, and it was really quite an amazing time in my life.
You were with AOL and these other websites for quite a while. What happened to take you off the grid with these sites in 2004?
Well, what happened is that I realized I needed to step away from my online work by focusing on giving personal prophecy readings to the huge list of clients that I had developed over those years. And I also wanted to finish writing the books that I had been working on for a very long time, ever since my grandmother passed away, which was about 2 years after she taught me this method. I started researching. And while there are all sorts of different methods out there that utilize an ordinary deck of playing cards, there was none that even came close to what she called personal prophecy. Now, the history of the method with her was very hazy. I had a very flamboyant and, lovingly eccentric grandmother that would love to tell elaborate stories how she had been kidnapped from her bed as a child. And, I mean, there were fanciful tales, but the truth is somehow she developed the foundation of what has since become, through my advancement, an actual usable tool in terms of our daily lives. And I'd like to also add here that I do teach this method to anyone out there who is interested. You can become just as a hobbyist, or you can work all the way through to my credentialing as a professional practitioner of personal prophecy. Now, the book that I wrote was published out of the UK, and it is called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. And while I took a break from AOL and the other websites, this was a time when I worked with my extensive clients, which are now basically span the globe. And also I wanted to hold classes and do other things pertaining to my work. But also in the meantime, I'm the mother of five sons. And Daryl, well, when we came together, he brought another boy to the bunch. So let's just say there were days I spent doing mountains of laundry and all those mundane home tasks that we all have to somehow deal with.
And in all this?
And in all of this, a great big and right here between the book being published and my own website, which is psychiclovedoctor.com, I found myself really involved in what has become a most blessed and amazing career, I guess you could say, as a both a, what you would call, I guess, a professional life coach and also guidance counselor and prophesier of the cards.
What makes this method, personal prophecy, so different from other ways to read cards?
What makes personal prophecy so different, Daryl, and you know this yourself, is that it's extremely down to earth and so literal in nature. While tarot is a very beautiful and all-encompassing philosophy about life in general, personal prophecy, on the other hand, is focused on the here and the now and where we are actually heading toward the future. Personal prophecy tells us the truth about our lives and shows us our own true potential on how we can make our lives better, happier, more love-filled, more successful, especially starting from this moment in the present that we are right now standing in. By perceiving our lives while we are living right now, as I just said, in the present, we are traveling our paths toward the future and empowering ourselves to change our lives for the better before we even reach that future point in our lives through such perception. So to cut right to a bottom line here, personal prophecy readings enable us to perceive the future in advance, well, such as the future is, but to change it and make it better before we even get there. And that, I think, is a highly empowering and a wonderful tool.
Yes.
And it has really proved itself to me over and over throughout the years.
You've perceived some really amazing events with personal prophecy readings using playing cards. Please share one.
Well, the one that always comes to mind, which I took as having really been my moment of discovery and realization of just how powerful this method is, was approximately 4 months after my grandmother taught me. Now, I thought this was really a cool thing. I was the life of every party. I was really having a good time. Then one day my neighbor called and he said a couple of friends were sitting in his living room and would I please come by to give a reading to the couple. They were in a very difficult place in their lives. They had given birth to a daughter about 15 months earlier who had been born with severe congenital heart defects. She'd been through several surgeries, and they now found themselves sitting in the middle of a crisis as the wife was pregnant again. And after genetic counseling and seeing all sorts of doctors, they had been advised not to have any more children as the genetic defect was hereditary. And here she was with an abortion scheduled at the hospital, which was about 4 days away. Well, I conducted the reading, and, you know, when we learn something new, we have a lot of trust and faith in what we're doing. And I told her, the baby you are going to give birth to is a little girl, and she is going to be born without any defects whatsoever. Now, the bottom line on all of this is, she decided not to abort that child. And she went on, honest to God, she gave birth to an absolutely normal, healthy baby girl. So somewhere out there, there's a girl now who's likely a mother herself, who owes her entire existence, essentially, to a deck of playing cards.
Quite possibly a grandmother herself.
Yeah, you're right. That's very true.
When it comes to relationships, you and I both know the cards are dead on from start to finish.
And you know, Daryl, you are so right. They are. This method is extremely accurate when it comes to relationships and especially affairs of the heart. This method is downright astonishing in terms of how others honestly feel about us. And here's the most important thing to remember about relationships that I have learned after all these years of conducting readings for others. Love is never wrong. It's always a strength and never a weakness. As long as we realize this and know we are operating from a place of strength, and when it comes to love, we are never a victim emotionally.
Before we start giving readings after we come back from our break here, what do you want the callers to know?
I want the callers to know that personal prophecy readings are focused on our own true potential. You may think the potential for your life is marginal, but the cards will reveal it's far bigger than you think. Once you gain insight into your true potential from a reading like this, that's when you can embrace it and make it a serious reality for yourself. Absolutely.
So, that's a lot to talk about there for a little bit.
Well, yes, it was. But it's important for those who are listening as newcomers to have a little background on the method, who I am, and what we do. And
very
when
true.
We come back, Daryl, I would like to ask you a question on how it's been in terms of your journey in becoming more in touch with your own intuitiveness.
Oh, and what a trip it's been. Anyway, we're just, you know, we're so happy to be here. Everything's great.
Yeah, we're very happy.
Yep.
And we have readings coming up for those that wish to have them.
All right, let's go to a break here and we'll be right back.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. Well, come on now, Daryl, it's your turn. I would love to know about your relationship with the personal prophecy method. How did you actually come to be so in touch with your own intuitiveness as a man, yeah, and also as someone that I met who I had seen in my cards for 2 years before you showed up?
Well,
come on.
That's a tough question. But yeah, the real answer is when we were dating, it was really hard to date you because you knew what I was thinking before I even thought it most of the time. So knowing that and knowing how accurate you were, I decided it's time to learn something, learn this, and that way I can be on even par with you at least a little bit.
And you're awesome as a reader yourself. And I want to share with everyone that I have yet to meet anybody that I can't teach this method to, with them becoming extremely accurate in their perceptions and the growth that they're going to feel within their own lives.
Oh, yeah.
I have yet to meet somebody I can't teach this method to. And you are my testimonial.
Yeah, if I can learn it, anybody can, trust me. But I use it in my daily job.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point to mention.
I attend a lot of meetings every day, and before the meetings, I'll do a reading and see what's going to happen in the meeting.
And you work for the government.
Well, which... I wasn't going to go there, but we're our own worst enemy some days.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, you know, I'll go in there, okay, what's the contractor going to tell me, or what are they going to not tell me? You know, that's the kind of questions I ask. You know, and a lot of times I'll sit there and listen to them and go, okay, that's a nice story. Now why don't you tell me the truth?
Because you were able to see that they were hiding things, or they weren't...
They weren't being totally truthful with them.
Mm-hmm. So it's been an instrument that works well in terms of careers?
Yes, it does. It drives my boss nuts because he hasn't figured out how I do it yet.
And in terms of my own work all these years, as we prepare to start taking some calls here, I would like you all to know that there have been many insights that I have learned simply from this deck of playing cards. One of them is that every day is a new beginning in our lives. It's a new beginning filled with new potential. Take what you need or what you want from each day and then blow the rest away at the end of the day, because tomorrow it all begins again. You can drag baggage from the past with you from yesterday if that's what you feel you're driven to do, but the cards will inform you that it's time to let go, it's time to heal, it's time to release yourself from what was yesterday.
Time to forget all that old garbage that was behind you.
Now there,
the coin panel was saying, stinking thinking.
Exactly. And I've also learned that a relationship that has never been tested by conflict, well, to me, it's actually a very scary relationship in the sense that those two partners have absolutely no idea whether that is a relationship built on strength or not.
Yes. Very true.
So those out there, take some heart. If you are in a relationship that causes you to have your disagreements and maybe some huge, huge conflicts and struggles, but you're still working, you're still pushing through, that's what's important. That's where the strength comes.
Yes, it is.
Also, the old saying, once a cheater, always a cheater. Well, I can tell you from my many years of dealing with clients that that is simply not true. That is something we need to let go of. People do change. They are very much capable of change. And I know you love this one, Daryl, that anger can actually be the best motivator toward change in our lives you could ever possibly imagine.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Well, and mainly for you because your ex-wife became a very angry woman, as the two of you were. This was long before I even knew your name, but you told me later that she stayed angry.
Yep.
And the cards translated that to mean that was her jet fuel. That was what was getting her to put one foot in front of the other, and it was leading her toward a new life that she deserved.
Yeah.
She deserved. And here is one that I love. Intention is everything. It's a miraculous driving force that is nothing but pure power in terms of creating reality. Which I'd like to do a little sideways step here and tell you. One thing my grandmother always believed is that the four suits of the deck are the equivalent of the four elements of creation. She believed that when we shuffle and put intention onto the cards, that we are actually creating our own reality.
Yes, very true.
So we become our own co-creators with the universe, with the higher power. And there's, you know, there's just really very little that we are not capable of making reality within our lives.
Very true. All right, let's go to callers.
Yeah, I think Lisa's been waiting.
Yep, I think Lisa's been waiting, so let's bring Lisa on.
Hi, Deb, and hi, Daryl. This is Lisa.
Well, hello, Lisa.
How are you?
How are you? I live on the East Coast, and I have had actually a personal prophecy reading from you in the past, and I just have to tell you that everything that you said was to be coming, and I really didn't believe at the time, has come.
Wow.
So now I'm at the point of looking for some more insight.
All right. Bring it on. What should we be looking at for you today?
Well, I had been in this relationship with someone for 2 years, and it was a long-distance relationship by Crystal. 2 months after breaking up, he married someone else. And I went through just complete grief and was devastated. And you saw in his cards that his relationship was going to fall apart. And he contacted me yesterday to tell me he was getting a divorce after 6 months of marriage.
Wow.
Wow.
You were right on with that one. I don't know what kind of a place I'm in now with it. Maybe some clarity if I need to keep my distance or if this is some sort of universal second chance, I guess.
Okay.
That's my question.
All right, give me a moment to get your cards all heated up here and they'll pop off the griddle.
It's really amazing because I would never have believed it at the time when you told me. So, wow.
Well, that's good, and we're very happy you're back in the
saddle again.
I wasn't going to use that word, but back in the saddle again.
Back in the saddle.
Well, Julie, as I'm laying these cards out for you, I'm seeing that there's actually another contender on the scene here for you.
Well, now you know that's funny you say that because I was going to say, wow, you're really good. I was going to say that I have met someone in the last few weeks, and there is an age gap, which I have a little bit of anxiety around. I'm older. And yeah. I guess my second part of my question was, gee, where's that going?
Well, okay, let's cover gentleman number one first.
The first one is, his name is Matt. And the second one, the new one, is Jesse.
Okay. Well, first of all, regarding Matt, this man has walked a path since the two of you broke up and he jumped into this marriage, and it appears he did so with a very frivolous perspective on it. It was kind of like, let's get hitched, let's go have some fun. And then it was like a big boom. Reality struck. He has realized how much he gave up with where you were concerned. But Lisa, I don't feel that the two of you are, well, I want you to draw your own conclusion, but I don't feel he has yet reached a place where he could be the man you need him to be. How's that? He is still in a world of confusion, uncertainty. He's operating out of guilt, remorse.
There's a little bit of shady stuff there, too, I think.
Yeah, there is.
Uh-oh.
And as for the other, number two there, Jesse.
Number two.
You know, the age differential between you is really something you own, because I see him as really having a timeless nature. He is enthralled with the person you are, with the woman. It's like you walked out of this man's dreams. And as far as he's concerned, you are the keeper of his heart. So if you are looking for a man that is pure in terms of his intention towards you, this would be the one. This would be the one.
He does work. He's in the military, and he comes and goes quite a bit. And I've heard from him. We haven't had any kind of serious conversation, but I haven't heard from him the last 2 days. And I know he's away right now. So, of course, my mind is whirling with, is I haven't heard from him because he's busy, or I haven't heard from him because he's distancing himself.
Well, what it is the demands of his job is what I feel. But what I want to mention here is your cards in this situation is a classic example of absence making the heart grow fonder. And, you know, military men, yeah, and Daryl, you've been... Daryl here is retired Navy,
yep.
And you yourself mm-hmm. know that when you're on deployment, this is when you really have time to put things
in perspective.
Very much so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that if you could just work on that age that you have.
And really, the age difference is inconsequential compared to love.
Very well put. That's exactly what your cards are telling me there, hon, is that you have your chance right now where Matt is going to literally crawl through crushed glass to try to get you back, to get into your good graces, but I honestly don't feel he's grown enough that he can meet your needs or to in any way mm-hmm. hold potential to be the man that you need for your future. Mm-hmm. So I hope that helps, Lisa. We're going to have to...
It does help. Thank you. And I will certainly keep following you and giving you updates as they should.
And, you know, you can always come to us at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach. That goes out to anyone who is local.
Yep.
Or if you're not local, fly on in and we'll show you a very nice time.
Yes, we
perfect.
Will.
Perfect. Thank you both so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thanks.
Well, I love readings like that, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
These are the kind of situations where you're able to really see what's at the heart.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back shortly, and we'll continue on. Call us.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad to be back here, and we have a very special guest joining us. We have Dr. Pat joining us.
Hello there, Dr. Pat.
Oh, my goodness.
What a pleasure.
I'm excited and nervous like all at once. I'm like nervous, and then I'm excited. So let's hear you shuffle those cards right here.
All right. How's that?
I love that. I love that. Brian, doesn't that sound like the lead-in to the Pink Floyd song Money?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. You're right on that, my friend.
Brian and I are on the same page. Well, I'm so excited. Congratulations on your show. You are both absolutely phenomenal and delightful. And, you know, I love that we get to take this journey together, this consciousness journey together, and step into the place of not even knowing what we don't know, right?
That's it.
Absolutely. And thank you so much in return. This is the culmination of an important dream for me. I feel like I'm walking on clouds as we're doing this show. And now I feel so honored to be giving you a reading. Now, I'd like to mention, though, amongst my clientele, and I can't say their names, but I have had the privilege of reading cards for some celebrities and also those that are involved in various aspects of the, say, the entertainment or media arena. And a lot of famous writers would have asked me to help them with their plots for their books. So there are many applications for this type of card reading. And now with that said, Dr. Pat, would you like to give me a little idea of what you'd like to learn from the deck today?
Yes, and let's tell folks a little bit about how you work with the cards, because I know you've talked about it a little bit. And, you know, folks don't really understand the energy of things, right? And so when you're shuffling a deck of cards, that has an energy all of its own, right?
Yes, it certainly does.
And there's a level of intuitiveness and randomness and then not so randomness, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. I want you to tell everybody what you're going to do, because I don't know what you're going to do, and I want to know. Tell everybody what this is about. Do you actually shuffle the cards, pull the cards, or do you want my question first?
Well, it usually helps me in the beginning to have an idea of what we're looking for, so that this becomes
perfect.
A very specific reading rather than something that's more generalized and vague.
And it gives her chance to focus her energy in on that exact part of the reading.
Right.
Perfect. I can tell you what's on my mind. And, you know, I'm pretty clear about this. And usually 24/7, this is on my mind. You know, I have shared with you guys, and certainly Chris and Brian and the listeners, that I had this dream now for about 12 years to have a forum, a network that was unique in its own, that it had consciousness at the forefront. And yet at the same time, how do we do that to honor the different aspects of life? And so about a year ago, we had the idea to launch the Transformation Network, which is a mega website, and then transformationradio.fm. And we have literally been on a faith walk. And I will tell you, Deborah,
yes.
I will tell you that some days I am so steadfast in the arena of faith, and then other days, doubt becomes the devil. And today,
she knows very well that one.
So yes. That's what's on my mind. I don't know where you go with that, but, you know, nothing else. I love my life. I have can you imagine having a best friend since 1973? I have great relationships, Chris, Brian, WBLQ, all the people in Westerly, Rhode Island. We have listeners all over the world. All of this is like amazing. And so for me, it's like, I don't want doubt to have residence in my energy field.
All right. I'm right now laying your cards out, focusing on you. I use a 24 card layout.
Whoa.
Yeah. And in another show, I will use a different layout that my grandmother called the bed, and she would laugh and say, we're going to make your bed, and now you're going to lay in it. But actually, it's a wonderful snapshot of where we are in our lives. But for this particular show today, I am using the full personal prophecy layout. Right off the top, I would like to tell you, Pat, that you are characterized in your cards as having the heart of a missionary and the mind of a scientist. You are in this world, but not necessarily of this world. And while I see that you've taken a very difficult walk in your past, I really feel that all of it has been part of the journey for you to bring you to where you are. And I'll tell you, I see, oh, Daryl, I know you're picking this up too, swarms of angels all around you, my dear. I mean, they are right at your fingertips. They're right at your shoulders. And there is really nothing in this lifetime that you could not accomplish. You have some more to do, and I know you're toying with some various ideas. One of them that I pick up on, Pat, is that you could take this to a, oh, more than just radio. I see television. I'm seeing organizations like structures built where people can come to find peace, tranquility, insight, perception about their lives, where you could bring in it's like a rainbow of services for others that would be totally like history in the making. There's a true calling on your life, and I feel you've known this even through those very dark days that you had a high purpose, and you really do. And what I think is going to happen next is within the next three to five year period. I love working within that time frame, because that allows quite a bit to transform within our lives and for us to do a lot of creative.
And a lot of growth.
A lot of growth. Is that I see that you don't have a lot of attachment, like we'll say, to money or to wealth, but it's all around you. You have a full understanding of what abundance means, and that it comes through letting it flow through us, where we don't have to hoard and clutch and you know, pinch all the pennies, because you just know there's more to be realized. And you have a gift, I mean, a truly beautiful gift. One thing that I think will make your life complete is that within this 3 to 5 year period, I'm seeing a commitment very much resembling marriage for you. And this is somebody that is already beginning to think about you, wondering where you are. They are on their own path, becoming ready, developing, evolving into the partner that is truly going to be the soulmate that you'll spend the rest of your life with. Now, I love that part in readings, don't you, Daryl?
Oh, yeah.
Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm loving this. You know, I'm loving this because, and maybe, you know, you can explain this to folks for a minute. I said when we first started that I said that, you know, this is first and foremost to me, you know, this dream, this vision. And Deborah, maybe you guys, you know, Daryl, maybe you can explain this. There have been times where I have tried to walk away, where I've looked and I've said, well, I don't know if I can do this. And by myself, of course, I couldn't. But I've tried to walk away. And the first time I tried to walk away was 2004. And then I got, I can't even explain this to you, immediately ill. And I'm not just talking about, oh, I feel like I'm going to be sick. No, I mean, my body shut down like overnight. And so when you're talking about a soulmate, when you're talking about somebody like that, you're exactly right on. Because while I'm not interested in dating, match.com or any of that, having someone in my life that is meaningful and that I don't have to work on attracting is more important to me than anything else. You know, people that are close to me, that are my friends, people that get me and that I get. I mean, is there anything more precious than the moments we spend with our dear ones?
Well, there isn't. It's something money can't buy, and all the success and celebrity in the world can't buy just that. I do want to tell you, though, that I see that you still have some healing to do from a previous relationship. But
yeah, that's true.
And that is coming to a point of completion for you. You will be resolving these feelings that the healing that needs to take place. And this other individual is going through a very similar circumstance. So right off the bat, you have a connection. They're going to come to you through your work, through this work. And there will already be that link between the two of you where you aren't going to have to fix each other.
And as, from what I'm saying, Pat, it's going to be like when me and Deborah first met each other. She opened her door and I went, oh, dang. That's one. And she was doing the same thing at the same time. But we said it inside of ourselves. We didn't say it out loud. It was like, whoa, you know.
It was an instant realization that, yeah, this was the one. And I'll tell you, we both have kissed our share of frogs over the years. But this one actually turned into a prince.
Yeah, there's a few toads in there, too.
So, I was just going to say, I'm thinking of a few toads myself.
You know, Pat, all you really have to do is keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Yep.
And those days when you have doubts, those are the days that you are reconfirming your commitment. Because as low as you might get, you're able to bounce right back and realize, no, I'm on a very important path here. It's going to actually take you into television. I hope that's something you want to do because you really have.
Yeah, you have the knack.
And when you look at what's available on television these days,
yeah.
Holy smoke, they need help. So also about you, sometimes I feel that you can be your own worst enemy, that you have a streak of perfectionism. And I commiserate with you because I have that too.
Mm.
But we need to remember to run our own race. It's not about what everybody else is doing. It's all about what we're accomplishing within our own lives.
And it's at our own pace.
She has extremely dynamic cards.
Oh,
look
I
at
know.
This, Darryl.
I can see them.
Wow.
You really do. And you're going to globetrot. I see that, like I say, the next 3 to 5 years, it's as if you're building an empire that is coming together almost by itself. And
wow.
I really feel that it is going to, when you look back, you're going to be amazed that, you know, you were able to have this fabulous talent that you do and the gifts. You have many, many gifts. So I look at your cards and I feel truly privileged to know you because an awful lot of people come to me and their cards are like, ooh, a big chaotic mess. And I just am not seeing that here.
No.
Wow, I love this because, you know, you have said a couple of things. I have to tell you, this has given me, I got the chicken skin and everything else going on here. When you said put one foot in front of the other, I literally got off the phone with Linda not too long, like before I even, you know, got on air. Uh-huh. And that is a saying of mine.
Oh,
just put one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. And have faith that whatever step I'm not taking, my higher power will take for me or guide me. Because you said something else. What's happening with us, and we actually launched Epic Living TV not too long ago. And, you know, it is part of the Transformation Network, which is not a radio a website. It's going to be the place for everything transformative. But you said something really interesting to me. Here's the perfectionist coming out in me. Should I disclose?
Yes.
Should I tell people what that is? I have been asked by more publicists, publishing companies, agents to write a book. And don't you know that I can never seem to get it? Are you ready for the word?
Okay.
Right. Never seem to get it right. And here's what I've just learned, and I'm so glad you brought this up. Maybe you can help with this, is that I was writing about what I thought people wanted me to write about, but the title of my book and what I'm writing about is not a rise into consciousness. It's a descent into consciousness, because that's my life. You know, I was homeless at 17. My mother committed suicide when I was six. And so what you talked about was so right on. And what I learned, though, in the culmination of all of that is what you said. I do. Linda will tell you, I dust myself off and I pick myself up. I may not know where I'm going, but I'm ready to go.
And you know, Pat, as a writer myself, my perfectionism comes through when I look at, say, the empty page on the monitor. To me, that is perfect before I've even touched it. As soon as I start writing on it, it's flawed, and I need to shift that. And next week, I have a guest coming on. Pamela Hopkins is the owner and head therapist at the Healing Fountain, where we also work with her. And she helps to do that shift spiritually and through energy, where if you were to sit down and you say, think of somebody, Linda or Chris, mm-hmm. somebody out there that makes you feel comfortable enough to just start telling your story, it will flow from you and unfold on its own.
Oh, that's a great way to think about it. I had never heard that at all.
Well, thank you. And I also want to tell you that I do see a gentleman here in your cards who you share a very deep friendship with. He feels such high esteem for you. He wants nothing but the best for you. And I think we know who that is. And this is someone that you have shared other lifetimes with. That the connection between you in this lifetime is so strong. You two are meant to make all of these beautiful dreams a reality. Mm-hmm. You're a team.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, I love this. Deborah, I want to ask you a question. I have some clearing that I need some help with. And I didn't know that I had it until I just got on here with you. And I know that we have a short period of time left, but I'm feeling compelled to ask you about it.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you the short version. I was in a car accident in 2011, and it kicked up a lot of things in my body again. And I'm pretty naive, believe it or not, I really am. I expect that insurance companies are going to do what they want to do, but I discovered the hard way that they don't. And so I have a fabulous attorney now helping me out with this, and I can't really talk about the details, but it's the kind of thing where I want help and support and letting my guides and angels do this and guide this to the right place rather than me get all angry and crazy at, you know, what goes on in the insurance industry. And I would like a little help with that.
Okay. Well, I've shuffled and I'm relaying out your cards.
All right.
With that focus in mind. And please bear in mind, I do not consider myself gifted at all. I simply have a skill, and this is something I teach to others. So I'm not particularly well liked by other card readers because they want the public to believe that they are, you know, and many of them are gifted. I'm not
going
to say they're not, but however, I think that's what adds so much to the confusion and mystique as far as learning to be able to perceive our lives in something like a deck of ordinary playing cards. Is that so many of us think that it's beyond our reach.
And it's really not.
No, it really is not. So for you, I am seeing a big change coming in reference to this situation that you mentioned. I had a thought and it kind of flew a little bit. It's a boomerang. It'll come back. that there's a shift of power here concerning this situation. Now, I would need to spend more time and...
Okay.
On the air, we're doing, you know, basically mini readings, but I can always work with you, say, an email, and we'll go more in depth with this.
Yeah, I'll call you, girl.
It is going to flip in a new direction, and it's all for you. It's going to come out the way that maybe you hesitate now to believe that it will, but it will.
Right. Okay.
And I feel it's important for you to manifest that.
Oh, very mm-hmm. much.
I do. That the right thing will transpire, and I do feel that it's going to amaze you. Now, I have used the cards many times pertaining to, say, life-threatening health situations or legal situations when I've worked with AOL, they've asked me to always add a disclaimer that I'm, you know, that this is not to be taken for fact. But
right.
The potential is what we're looking at in these reads. You have tremendous potential in terms of even setbacks that you suffer. You are able, here's the thing that flew away and came back. You are able to see the lesson in it. And
yeah,
that
sure.
is, that's the key. That's the key.
Oh my God, you're so right. I do. I do see the lesson in things. And you know, I shared that someone asked me about, well, how horrific that my mother died when I was six. Well, she was an addict and an alcoholic, and she did kill herself. But the lesson was, or what was the gift? My dad remarried, and my stepmother helped shape the woman I am today. The amount, what she taught me about perseverance and about what you, all of that you talked about, picking myself up, that came from her. That came from her. And I look at, you know, how we make these life transitions.
Mm-hmm.
But I have said this before, and I'm hoping you can correct me if it's not right. This thing we're doing in the world, you know, these, the network and some new technology and all of this, it feels so absolutely right. Even though I may not know how every little detail is going to, but somebody said to me, and I think it was one of my angels, if you build it, they will come.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's from Field of Dreams.
Yeah. Movie.
And look what a kook everybody thought he was, but boy, oh boy.
Wow.
Well, one thing I want to say before we
sure.
ever, you know, wind up here is
yeah,
that,
thank you.
Pat, you are a master creator. You are so in tune with the universe and the higher power in such tremendous ways that it's your heart that leads you. You,
yeah.
Because of your experiences, you are able on a truly honest level to reach out to others and say, I know exactly how you feel.
Mm.
And that's a huge thing for people yeah. to be able to have that
power. Power. expectations.
So, well, yeah, go ahead.
I want to thank you guys. I am so excited about what you're doing. I'm so excited about the show. We're thrilled you are part of a network. You know, there are some things that are going to happen just, what's the word? Magnified is what comes up. Magnified and multiplied. I don't know if that makes any sense to you because actually I don't even know where that came from. But that's my sense of what you both are doing to help people heal in the world. And I want to thank you so much for your yes.
And because we're getting real short here, I wanted to share with everybody, please, if you have an Android or an iPhone, please get my free app from wherever you get your apps. It's called Psychic Love Doctor, and it gives you amazing readings whenever you want them.
Yep.
Some people will find it rather frustrating because they don't get the answers they want, but it will tell you the truth. So I'd love for more of you to have my app. And, oh, Daryl, I can't wait till we come back again.
I know. I can't either.
And Pat and Chris and all of you, you're like a true blessing for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Wow. And we're going to make sure everybody knows about the your app.
Thank you.
Folks one more time real quick, how do they get the app?
The Google Play Store.
Wherever they get their apps from.
Yeah.
And it's free.
It's totally free. And you can give yourself readings all day long. You can use it for a business meeting. You can use it for your love relationship. There's just no end to the situations.
And
perfect.
One last thing, Deborah, before we go.
We love WBLQ.
And Transformation Talk
Radio.
Yes. All right, guys, have a good one.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.